not only in word but also in power. We're surrounded by a secular society that struggles to believe in a God who could possibly intervene. The gospel we have in Jesus is one of power. He gave his son Jesus. He is at work. So thank you. Thank you for your commitment to following the way of Christ. The second sermon was picking up Jesus' summary of the commandments. Love God. And we looked at what loving God and loving our neighbour might mean. And Emma and I want to say it's been a real privilege to share with you, to give and share encouragement, to get to know you, to be with you. And last week we looked at the Beatitudes, the Blesseds. Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the meek, blessed are the merciful. Gospel people. So with you, we hope and pray that soon you will have and be able to appoint God's choice of a chaplain to lead you on. But thank you, and it's been a privilege being with you to share. As we sit, may we bow our heads to pray. God, our Father, thank you that we have your teaching given to us through the apostles in the Holy Scriptures. And help us to understand and to heed your warning. We pray this through the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The gospel reading ends with Jesus' words, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Be alert. Be ready. Keep your oil levels high, because the door will be shut. The door will be shut. There is a warning here. Many of us over the years have followed the Script Union suggested method of Bible study. And it suggests that after reading the passage, we ask some questions. Is there a promise to claim? Is there an example to follow? Is there a warning to take heed of? And in that teaching of Jesus that we've just seen up on the screen and heard, there is a command, be alert, keep watch. And there's a warning. You don't know the day or the hour. The opportunity will not be there forever. And this stands not on its own. This is Matthew chapter 25, going back just a few verses into Matthew 24. Keep watch, because you don't know on what day your Lord will come. That's verse 42. And then chapter 24, verse 44. So also you must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Be alert. Be ready. Take the opportunity, because one day the door will be shut. From time to time, amidst all the awful graffiti you see on buildings around, there are some that are quite fun. Here's one. Big poster. This year, thousands of men will die of stubbornness. Underneath, somebody has written, "No, we won't." And there's another one. Be alert. Your country needs alerts. Be alert. Be ready. The opportunity's not there forever. One day the door will be shut. Let's say at the outset that that passage is not, it's not an easy one. And if you go away from here thinking, I don't actually believe with the interpretation Martin has given, that's all right as long as your interpretation is rooted in the Scriptures. Okay? But ready for what? Actually, within not many years, the early Christians were ready and took an opportunity. Because Jesus gave teaching and said, in effect, the Roman army is going to come and wage war. And there was the Judeo-Roman War, 66 to 70. You may have heard of the massacre at Masada. And Jesus had said, when you see, then run. Don't even go back into the house to get anything. Run. And because they were ready, and they heeded the warning when it came, many of their lives were saved. Jesus' warning was given, and they were ready, and they heeded it. So ready for what? Well, there was one good example. Of course, a second thing that we're to be ready for is the coming of the Lord. We've sung about him coming again. When we have the creed, we say we believe that Jesus will come again. The momentous event that, to which we all look forward and to be ready for that. But it seems to me that as well as that event, whenever that will be for which we must be ready, we need to be ready at all times for opportunities. Be alert, be ready. Take the opportunities, because one day the door will be shut. The kingdom of heaven is like 10 girls. I imagine they're anywhere between about 11 and 13. The girls who love the idea of being bridesmaids. 5 of them were sensible and 5 of them were silly. I imagine listening to those words, you'd be thinking, where is Jesus going with this? What's this all about? And you'll know that some of them took enough oil and some of them didn't. And then finally, some were ready, some were not. The door was shut. And when we read a passage of scripture like this, especially a parable, a simile, we ask ourselves, what's the point? And this is where it's not easy to be absolutely certain what the point is. Clearly, we're not all meant to be 11-year-old girls. Okay? I would suspect also, clearly, we're not meant to abandon electricity and use oil lamps all the time. We ask ourselves, well, when Matthew's gospel was first read out and heard by the churches, what did they make of it? Well, it's not easy to be absolutely sure. And so when we ask, what does it mean to us? I think we need to do as much work as we can and see. And I'm suggesting that it's about opportunity. Be alert, be ready. Look for and take opportunities, because one day the door will be shut. Actually, one of the reasons why this parable is not easy is because, if I'm honest, and Emma and I were talking about it during the week, it does come across as a bit hard, you know? God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him has eternal life. And in 1 John chapter 5, I write these things to you who believe, so that you may know you have life. And last week we looked at gospel people. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the meek, the merciful. And here's something that says, one strike and you're out. That's what it looks like a bit. But I can't believe that's what it's about. I can't believe that Jesus would say one thing and then say something completely opposite. That's why it seems to me this is about opportunities that will come along, and are we alert? Are we ready? Will we heed the warning? So how might we look at this and apply it? How might we, as a church, be alert and ready? I'd suggest that this thing with the oil could well be put across to us as being filled with the Holy Spirit. This could be relating to prayer. Remember in the parable, it was those whose oil supplies were full that were ready, and those who hadn't bothered to fill up who were rejected. Prayer. Prayer on our own. Can I just say once that So often in our churches we get it wrong. We ask people to pray on their own and then they struggle to pray with other people. Actually, we should do it the other way around. It's far easier to pray if you learn to pray with other people. I'm not going to ask you to put your hand up, but if I were to ask you and you were to be willing to do so, if I were to ask how many of you at times struggle to pray on your own, if you were honest, many of you would put your hand up. Prayer together, prayer in our home groups, prayer when we meet to worship, taking opportunities to pray. There's a story of a man who made a sculpture, and it was of a woman, and on her feet she had wings, and across her face her hair fell. And the sculptor called it Kairos, which means opportunity. And he was asked, why the wings and why the hair? And he said, because she flies away very quickly and most people don't recognize her. Prayer is the way, as churches, we remain alert and we seek to be ready, knowing that opportunity doesn't last forever. One of the heroes I had in the faith was the American Assemblies of God evangelist David Wilkerson. Many of you will have read The Cross and the Switchblade about his mission work in New York in the 50s, 60s, 70s. David Wilkerson's whole ministry was based on long time in prayer. He later set up a church in the center of New York, Times Square Church. And the emphasis in that church was to pray. And they prayed. And I remember listening to a recording of David Wilkerson when he came over to this country. Sadly, he died in a car crash, I think in 2011. And this bit is very moving to me, so if I begin to choke up, don't be surprised. But the church prayed, and as they prayed, they felt they needed to pray more. And it was the year 2001. And as they prayed, God revealed to them that a disaster was coming. They didn't know what, but they knew it was going to come. And they prayed because they wanted to be alert and ready. And then 11th of September was the terrorist attack on the World Trade Center. And they were geared up and ready. By the way, the story that the night before they made 2,000 sandwiches apparently is not true. But they were ready because they prayed. But I said at the beginning that this is a warning. Opportunity, one day the day will be shut. And I want to look with you to the book of Revelation. Very near the beginning of the book of Revelation, there are seven letters to seven churches where the risen Jesus gives his message to the churches. In most cases, there is rebuke. And this is what the risen Jesus said in chapter 3, verse 2 and on into verse 3, Revelation chapter 3, to the church in Sardis, wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know the time I will come to you. There is a warning. There is a warning. It is very common for churches to forget to be alert, to forget to be ready, to put prayer down the list of priorities so that it hardly happens at all. And those churches become dull, not only dull to outsiders, but dull in hearing, in seeing. Churches like that put comfort and survival very high up their list of priorities. How many opportunities does God give to churches like that? And they take no notice because they're not even aware. Who knows? So whatever the opportunities, there is this warning. One day the door will be shut. Opportunities lost are lost. I remember saying to a friend of mine at university who was considering faith in Jesus, I said, when the time comes for you to put your faith in Jesus, take that opportunity. It may not come round again if you put it off. And to churches, together, be alert, be ready. Look for and take opportunities because one day the door will be shut. So let's pray. Lord, we pray, help us as your people together to be alert, to be constantly ready for whatever you will bring. Guide us and strengthen us by your Spirit. Keep our oil levels full. Give us oil in our lamps. Keep us burning. So, Lord, our lives, the life of this church may be pleasing to you. We may know your presence with us as we journey on. And, O Lord, when you come in your glory, we may look forward to you welcoming us into your eternal kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.